All right, let's kick it off here. Welcome to Kerr Academy Basketball Varsity Season 2008 edition. It's Mark Easley here.
Ralph Gordon here, and we're going to see a good game here between the visiting Durham Academy Cavaliers and the home Kerr Academy Chargers.
Good. How's the Chargers doing this year?
Chargers are off to a great start this year, having a lot of success, and they're 3-0 in the conference.
Good.
Coming off big conference win last Friday night.
So I understand this is the second game home and home against Durham Academy.
Yes, Durham Academy's first game was won by Kerr Academy over there in Durham. So we know Coach McKenna's anxious to get his folks over here and do a little payback.
Get a little action back.
Big rivalry game here between these two schools.
Big rivalry game. This is a good rivalry in all the sports over here. And we sure enjoy every time Durham Academy comes over to play something with us here. Well, let's try to get a hold of our two head coaches, get a few comments from them before the game starts.
Feeling good about this game this evening?
Well, kids are excited. We know it's going to be a physical battle, and we've got our work cut out for us tonight.
We know that the first meeting between these two teams took place over in Durham. We know the result from that, and, of course, Coach McKenna does too. But how does that affect your preparation for tonight?
Well, for us, it's a matter of focus, not taking them lightly, and respecting our opponent. We know they're going to come in here, and we've got to withstand the first 8 minutes of this game. They're going to be really intense, and we think it's going to be a very physical game. So we know we've got to be able to play some zone, play some man, mix up our defenses, and try to keep them off balance.
Sounds like you got them ready to go. We'll let you get back to the team, and we appreciate you coming over and spending some time with us.
Thank you. We appreciate y'all being here tonight.
Yes, sir. Go Chargers. Next, we want to welcome Coach Tim McKenna from Durham Academy with the Cavaliers. Coach, you're having a pretty good year this year. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're playing pretty well right now. We're 9-13. We've got a real young squad here. We have 5 sophomores and 3 freshmen on our varsity team. We graduated 6 seniors last year. So it's been a learning experience for our guys, but they've really responded well, and we're hoping to get a win tonight here at Kerr Academy.
Well, we know you always have your team well prepared. We still remember that team from last year that went right down to the wire with Ravenscroft, and we were present for that game and watched you work them through that. So we know you'll have this team ready to play tonight.
Yeah, we hope so. We didn't play very well last time out against Kerr Academy, and we're hoping to avenge that tonight and play a little bit better and bring a little bit more intensity, a little more focus, and hopefully get a W here on the road. It's always tough, but we're hoping to be able to do that tonight.
How about your, as you point towards your preparation for the tournament, how many home games do you have left?
We have 2 home games. We're next Monday and Friday we play at home. We're on the road tonight, Wednesday, and Friday of this week, and then we're home Monday and Friday of next week, and then we get ready for the tournament on the 14th back here at Kerr Academy.
Well, that should pay some dividends to be able to prepare for that at home.
I hope so. We finish out the senior season with senior night and recognize our 3 seniors, and hopefully be able to send them out with a W.
We appreciate you being so gracious to spend time with us this evening. Best of luck to you and your team.
Thank you very
evening.
Much. Thanks for being here.
All right, very good.
Well, it's always good to have the coaches willing to spend time, because there's a lot of effort that goes into the preparation right before game time here.
That's for sure. Maybe we should run through all the lineups here while we've got a minute. And then I'm sure they're going to be introducing the starting lineups too.
Yeah, we got a couple of minutes here beforehand. And for the Cavaliers, we're going to have Sevi Hoekstra, David Kern, Jordan Lawson, Harvey McMurray, David Lopez-Lankowski, Dennis Ademeyer, Isaac Uhlenberg, Calvin Brett, Alex Hartford, Zuri Powell, Tyler O'Neill, Grant Eggleston, Billy Haas. For Kerr Academy, we'll have Jared Carson, Christian Council, Nick Debnam, Stuart Gordon, Dennis Guger, Jimmy Joyner, Anirudh Kota, James Link, John Lohr, Bradley Roberts, Alexander Stewart, Charlie Stutzman, and Cameron Walton. So both of these benches will see a lot of action, I take it, tonight, because both of these teams like to go up and down.
Yeah.
They'll utilize the people on their bench, and they'll try to keep fresh players out there because there'll probably be a lot of zone press activity. In the first meeting over in Durham, we saw that pretty much the whole four quarters of the game.
I understand that was a pretty intense game over there the other night.
A huge crowd for that game.
Is that right?
That was basically an SRO
Friday
event.
Night.
Friday night game.
And
a huge crowd.
Well, it's a Tuesday night right now, so we don't have quite the crowd, but what we do have is very enthusiastic, I'll say that. All right, Ralph, they're calling me to do the national anthem now, so
all right.
I'll let you handle it.
We'll look forward to hearing that. We'll be available to prompt.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Perry Academy, home of the Chargers. Tonight's TSAC conference game match is the Visiting Cavaliers of Durham Academy versus your own Perry Academy Chargers. And now, John O'Mara, your own family in uniform all across the world. And everyone, please rise, kindly move your heads, and join Mark Easley as he sings our national anthem.
Cavaliers. Hopefully you heard that over the PA. Here come the Chargers. Well, after those introductions, it looks like the Chargers are ready to play.
It looks good.
And Durham Academy as well. This is a pretty good turnout for Tuesday
night
game.
Yeah, this is a very good turnout here. Got our full squad of cheerleaders over there.
You got a pretty good turnout from Durham Academy, too, behind us.
A lot of Durham fans behind us here.
So the Cavaliers and the Chargers ready to tip it off here in beautiful Cary, North Carolina, at the campus of Cary Academy. Guess, Mark, you'll be doing our play-by-play tonight?
Okay.
Or we'll swap it off.
Tonight. Yeah, we'll swap it off a little bit. Just about ready for tip-off? And Carey Academy controls the tip.
Nick Debman. Shot in the corner there. Good look at it.
Rebound for the...
Little struggle for the rebound there, but I thought Carey Academy was going to get a second chance and couldn't quite control that one. Loose ball.
Loose ball. Good play. Stolen.
Nick Debnam on the fast break there. Got bumped from...
Yep, looks like he got bumped on the way
from
in.
From the Cavaliers. Non-shooting foul, so that's out of bounds. On the baseline.
Hands up! Hands up!
Looks like the Cavaliers are in a...
Interesting matchup here. Looks like maybe a 1-2-2? 2-3?
Maybe.
John with a nice drive. John Lohr. Number 54. Number 54, John Lohr. Excellent drive there. Down the baseline. That makes it 2-0.
2-0. The Cavaliers are defending the basket to your right. If you look at your radio dial, Chargers defending the basket to our left here for the first half.
Carey Academy looks like they're trying to match up out of the zone. They're in there.
Long shot. That's a three. And it's off the rim.
Chargers off in transition. Pull up.
Off the back rim.
Hard off the back iron, rebounded by Durham Academy, and they are down the floor ahead of the Chargers.
Beautiful layup there by number 30.
Yeah, coach is not going to be happy with that, getting beat back down the floor.
By Durham.
This is a young man, Christian Council, rebounding.
Good rebound by Christian.
Putting it back for two.
It's a bad.
Nice rebound and follow shot by Christian Council.
Great job.
Number 53.
4-2.
Chargers in their press. This yielded some points in Durham.
Off the rim for Durham. Gary's got the rebound.
Nice outlet pass.
Beautiful.
And running the floor beautifully is John Lohr for another nice layup with a beautiful assist from Nick Debnam.
Yeah. Nick really put that ball pass right on the money. Oh, steal by the Chargers.
Nice disruption in the
layup on Nick.
Press. Nick Debnam with the layup. And Carey Academy goes up 8-2. That's going to force a timeout from Coach McKenna.
Yeah. That's a smart move by the coach there. Their Chargers start to get away with them right there.
That'll be a full timeout, looks like.
Well, the Chargers
looks like a media timeout from the official directing us. So we should go to commercial break right here.
Yeah, if we had a sponsor, we would.
Of course, a large portion of this game tonight is brought to you by SAS Institute, the power to know.
That's for sure.
The Goodnights, founders of Carey Academy, of course. Reason for our reference there to SAS. I thought it was interesting that Coach McKenna, in an interview before the game, was quick to point out the youth of this team that he's coaching and having lost six seniors from last year's squad. And that, I guess that's showing in his overall record. But as Coach Jordan said, he does not want to take any of this game for granted.
That's for sure.
We saw an earlier game this year that was won by Durham Academy in the holiday tournament between these two. And number 44, Calvin Brett, was a key player in that. He's on the floor right now.
Oh, good steal.
Good steal by Christian Council with a pass back to Stuart Gordon.
Stuart.
A little difficulty handling, but good recovery.
Chargers got the ball back, moving inside. Nice.
Christian Council with a nice inside move there, drawing the foul. And the foul is on Calvin Brett.
Christian really put a great move to get inside there, drill that foul. He's at the line right now.
First shot's up and in. Isaac Uhlenberg, number 31, checking in, as well as Tyler O'Neill, number 13. Replacing David Kern and Jordan Lawson. Second shot's up and falls in as well.
10-2.
10-2 Chargers in their press again.
And in the press and a good run right now. DA passes over that press.
Pulls up for short jumper. Rebound, Stuart Gordon. Nice, strong rebound. Careful with the outlet pass there. That was good, good pass, good testing of the pass before he let it go.
Yep.
Christian Council with the ball again. Back to John Lohr on the baseline.
Nice.
And an easy 2 points for John Lohr on
beautiful
the baseline. Made
jumper.
That look easy. It was not that easy a shot. It was a good solid shot, but he made it look easy.
That press is
Durham Academy, yep. They beat it over the top that time with a long pass, but Cary Academy's back.
There's a foul on the Chargers.
And that's Jimmy Joyner drawing that foul. He's a very quick player, quick guard for Cary Academy. We've got Anirudh Kota getting ready to check in along with Cameron Walton. Cameron, a freshman. Very competent guard, very quick player. Hard off the back iron. Harvey McMurray with that free throw after being fouled on the shot. John Lohr coming out along with Jimmy Joyner. Harvey with his second shot.
That's
and
good.
It's good. Makes it 12-3. Durham Academy retreats back into their. Looks like a 1-2-1 zone.
Yeah.
There's Cameron with a three.
Nice. Beautiful.
Over that zone.
That's the way to beat that. Keep it up.
He made that look easy. Easily breaking the press.
Oh. Offensive rebound.
Nice offensive rebound by Isaac Uhlenberg there, number 31 for Durham Academy. Makes it 15-5. Cary Academy leading here. Nick Debnam, number 5 at the point. Patient in his offense and now drives to the
beautiful
hoop. And this will be an and one, looks like.
Yeah. Great job by Nick coming in from the left side of the basket.
That's going to be on Harvey McMurray, number 23. And he will check out. Jordan Lawson, number 33, checks in for him. That's the third team foul. Nick Debnam, first free throw. Looks like we've got a lane violation that will nullify that attempt. Somebody in the lane early there for Cary Academy, no doubt.
Yep.
Ball comes in deep. Over the top on the pass, and it is out of bounds on the sideline. They tried to beat the press over the top that time, but that pass had a little topspin on it and got away from Durham Academy. They turn it over to the Chargers.
Back to the Chargers. Stuart Gordon's going to inbound the ball from midcourt.
Go D.A. Come on, D.A.
There's Nick setting up at the top of the key again. Cameron going to the hoop, and that's a nice shot under pressure.
Beautiful.
A good jump stop and just an exception. He's an exceptional player at getting the shot off and making them a lot of times.
That was nothing but net there.
There's the three-point shot. That's from Isaac Fuhlenberg from the corner, number 31. Nick rotates to the hoop, just failed with the drive, just off the front and back iron. Shot up Durham Academy. And it falls in.
That hit just about every piece of the rim at the time before that one.
Yeah, Isaac tattooed the rim with that, but shooter's touch paid off for him. Isaac Uhlenberg, number 31. That goal counts.
Now he's at the line.
And I'm looking for the foul call. I have not seen it indicated yet. showing one team foul. Don't know who that foul was on. 19-11 here, Chargers. And the free throw by Isaac Uhlenberg makes it 19-12. Stuart Gordon, number 44, comes out. Alexander Stewart, number 40, comes in. Alexander Stewart's played excellent this season. The coach really likes the way he is willing to stick his nose in anywhere. He is not intimidated, and he plays a very physical game. Honorud Kota with the ball penetrating.
Ooh, nice.
Penetration and drive.
It's called the charge.
That was Cameron Walton. He was called for the charge on that. 19-12. Camera's going to come out.
All right.
Got Jimmy Joyner back in, number 10. Press on Cary Academy begins, taking some time. Now they're trapping over the top to Uhlenberg, number 31. Isaac's going to the hoop with it. And the number 44 for the layup, beating the press.
Chargers bring it right back.
Calvin Brett with that.
Oh, good pass inside.
Strong move inside by Alexander Stewart. Could have been a foul, but nothing called there. As I said, he plays strong inside. There's Uhlenberg spotting up again from the arc, and he is lighting it up from there. They're going to have to get out on him. That's 19-17,
right,
so they've closed the gap. And Coach Jordan's seen fit to call a timeout.
Yep, Coach Jordan in the timeout right there. Uhlenberg's on fire at the moment.
That's is that a 7-0 run?
Yeah, it was 19-11. 6-0
run.
11, I believe it was.
That was we got 1:36 left here in the first period. Both teams with three team fouls.
Both teams playing very aggressively.
Yes.
Everybody's breaking well, moving the ball up and down the floor.
I'm afraid that's they're showing the player and foul up there, number 23, the second foul, and I think that's Cameron Walton on that charge probably. Christian Council with the ball, drop step inside and makes a nice move straight to the goal for the easy lay-in. But he was good footwork and dribbling to get there.
Yep.
The press is yielding some easy baskets now for Durham Academy. That's Calvin Brett, number 44 again.
Calvin got another good basket inside.
Taking the ball on the wing. Nick Debnam to the wing. Shot on the way is strong. Looks like the ball is going to be out to Durham Academy.
Yep.
So an empty possession that time for the Chargers. 21-19 here with 49.7 seconds left in the first quarter.
Looks like Charlie Stutzman's come in.
Number 42, Charlie Stutzman. He has been playing exceptionally well over the last four or five ball games, really starting to come into his own. Durham Academy with a pass back out, drives the baseline.
Yeah.
Stolen by Stutzman.
Oop, lost right back.
And
right
Gordon
back.
Steals it back, tips it ahead to Nick Debnam. Nick Debnam.
Nick
loses the ball off his leg, but it was a tough defensive play by Durham Academy. They knocked it back. Nick was on his way to the goal that time.
Everybody was after that ball that time.
26 seconds here. Clock's ticking down. Durham Academy trying to get the ball into the forecourt. And they do so against the press, but it's stolen. Ahead to Stuart Gordon. And he lays it up and in. And looks for the foul, but he's not getting one. And with 9 seconds left, let's see if the defense they play with the Chargers leading 23-19.
Trying to steal it again. Oh, called the reaching in foul in there.
Looks like we're going to have a foul called on Jimmy Joyner,
number 10.
They have a foul to give, though, so there will be no free throws. That's the fourth team foul.
Chargers aggressive, trying to steal that ball one more time.
and disrupting the play with the clock ticking down, 2.7. They don't want to give up an easy one. The ball bounced off the back iron, and the shot from Durham Academy does not go. So at the end of the first quarter, we have Cary Academy 23, Durham Academy Cavaliers 19. The Chargers leading here by four at the end of the first.
Some good basketball out there tonight.
A lot of up and down.
Everybody's moving that ball.
We need to give you some stats on the turnovers, but our statistician has not yet passed those along to us.
She will.
They'll be forthcoming, I'm sure.
I think at halftime we can catch up on some of those.
But there were a number of turnovers going both ways. The press from Cary Academy yielded some. It'd be interesting to see if Durham Academy decides to press the Chargers as the game goes along.
They have
been satisfied to get back down the floor and set up their zone defense thus far.
Scoring's been spread around on the Chargers quite a bit. And the bulk of the scoring by Cavaliers has been inside, with the exception of a couple of nice shots outside by Isaac.
Yeah, Isaac Uhlenberg, he is lighting it up out there today. He must have three threes already. And maybe a three the old-fashioned way inside.
Oh,
big long rebound outside the Chargers do not get. We've got another foul called. That's the 15th foul as the second quarter starts.
Who'd they call that on?
Yeah, that was on Nick Debnam, his first. And Nick has the inbound pass and stole it away from Durham Academy, leading the break. Durham Academy with a good job getting back. Nick pulls it out, passes it to the wing.
Bradley Robertson again.
He is a good, quick player. Good to see him in there. Bradley with the ball. Gets it to Christian Council, who dishes it to Charlie Stutzman. Stutzman drives, puts it up, goes after his own shot. He and Calvin Brett are battling for it out on the baseline, and let's see what the call is.
Looks like
it's going to be Charger ball.
Brett,
that was good hustle by Stutzman. Pass out on the wing, and a nice deuce from number 32, Bradley Roberts. 25-19 here. Cary Academy still in the press. The Chargers are still charging.
A lot of Chargers in the scoring column tonight.
A couple of Durham Academy players getting ready to check in. Calvin Brett, Isaac Uhlenberg go out. Sebby Hoekstra in. Along with Harvey McMurray. Nice deflection from Nick Debnam there on the attempted pass from the point to the wing. Cary Academy now satisfied to sit back in the zone. Durham Academy trying to penetrate the zone, passing to the wing, a stutter step there down the baseline, and a nice kickoff. Comes up short.
Ooh, made it back in. Number 23 for the Cavaliers. Made a good rebound.
Harvey McMurray alertly picked up that loose ball and just put it back. Christian Council is such an athletic player. The last couple of series here, he's been very active going to the board, but he's timing may be a little bit off. That is a 16 fouls on Cary Academy and four on Durham Academy. Nick Debnam at the free throw line misses the first. A little bit strong.
Christian can really elevate. He was quite a bit above the rim on that play.
Yes, sir. Here's Nick with his second free throw. And it's good. 26-21. The Chargers leading the Cavaliers, but This game is being hotly contested. Down the baseline.
Number three.
Pulling up short.
Rebound!
Sevi Hoekstra.
Yep.
Had a good position for that shot. Just a little bit short.
On Stewart.
So we have.
Called on the foul.
Had a. That foul is on David Lopez Langowski. His first, fifth team foul.
Oh, saw the turnover.
Nick Debnam with the ball there. I believe they may have called a carry on that.
Yeah.
On the dribble. The Chargers are pressing again, but not very effective at this point. Good trapping on the baseline, though.
He's trapped in there. Get it
forcing
back
the ball back out front. Shot from the wing. It's a three on the way. Takes a big hop.
Ooh.
Rebounded strongly by John Lork. Loose ball.
Loose ball.
Headed for the baseline. A valiant attempt there by number 33, Jordan Lawson, showing a lot of athletic ability. Ball back over his hip, but it was in the left field seats. Nick Debnam now with the ball. On the wing, John Lohr. Nick again with the ball. And going right to the rack is Christian Council. Ball rolls off. And a foul is called.
Good move.
Calvin Brett, number 44, getting ready to check back in for the Cavaliers.
That would be a two-point.
That foul is called right on there. David Lopez Langowski. It's his second. No. I haven't put that up yet.
First shot's good.
Number 42 coming out.
The big center's coming back in for
that
Cavaliers.
Was a 16 foul. Foul was on him. Second shot up and good.
Good.
By Christian Council.
At this point. Oh, turnover by the Cavaliers.
The press has forced another high pass that they could not control. We've got 5:16 left in the first half. It's 28-21 Chargers.
They're both trying to break that press by passing over it.
They're trying to go over the top, but the
getting away from it.
A little bit long. Christian Council's listed at 6'3", but he plays taller, doesn't he? Nick Debnam going to the hoop. Good hustle by Cary Academy.
Yeah, nice play.
And a nice play out to Christian Council. He looks like he wants to go to the hoop, passing to John Lohr for the easy layup coming in from the left wing. Excellent penetration by the 6'3 Christian Council. Ball over the top now.
Great assist.
Durham Academy in control. Passing to the wing. A three on the way. Rattles it off. A good hustle play by Cary Academy. Let's see who's going to get possession of this.
Scramble for their rebound.
It looked like a Cary Academy player knocked off the Durham Academy player. But ball's going over to Durham Academy. They're in their front court set. Ball coming in from the baseline to the wing. Number 13, Tyler O'Neill. On the wing. Another shot rimming out. Nick Debnam with the rebound. Cary Academy on the run down the floor, trying to beat the Cavaliers' defense down. Stuart Gordon with a drive and a kick to the wing. To John Lohr, comes back out to Nick Debnam at the top. He penetrates.
Left hand layup. Yeah.
Just a little long off the back iron. Another steal by Nick Debnam.
He's so quick sometimes to get those steals.
To John Lohr for the easy layup.
Beautiful feed.
32-21. Cary Academy, a spurt here with 3:54 left in the first half. Honoru Kota for Cary Academy at the scores table, ready to check in.
Yeah,
we're going to have
Cavaliers.
Tim McKenna has seen enough in that press. I think he wants to make some adjustments.
Yeah, he wants to slow that down a little bit.
So both teams are in the bonus here with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the half. Cary Academy leading 32-21. Chargers in front of the Cavaliers. be interesting to see what Coach Randy Jordan wants the Chargers to do when they come out of this timeout in terms of his defense.
Yeah.
Coach Mack at the sideline there, hoping he doesn't get any business tonight. That's David McAllister. He's the trainer, does an excellent job with these young men. Honoru Kota into the game for Cary Academy, number 41, a quick player and a defensive specialist. DA to the hoop for an easy lay-in there.
Open up the middle that time.
That was Jordan Lawson coming in from the wing and going to the hoop very strong. Honoru Kota at the point. He's dishing the ball. Christian Council with a nice baseline jumper.
Beautiful. 15
knocks it down. And that's 34-23, Cary Academy, with 3:06 in the half. Their press, again, is beaten over the top this time. They got a two-on-two. Kicks it to the wing. The shot is short, and it's rebounded quickly by Christian Council, who goes coast-to-coast and lays it in for a deuce.
Now, that was a great
36-23.
Drive right there, all the way down the court.
He went right through the defense. Another deflection by Nick Debnam. And then another.
I'll tell you what, that was a Sports Center highlight play right there by Christian Council.
That was an excellent play by Christian Council.
At the end, he flipped it in over his head backwards. That was great.
Some nifty ball handling on the way with that trip, too. Nick Debnam's just picked up his second foul, and I know Coach Jordan is not happy with that. That first deflection was a good one. The second one was a little angst on his part that probably could have just been left alone. That's the 17th foul. So we're shooting 1-1.
First one's good.
Tyler O'Neill for the Cavaliers knocks in the front end. Cameron Walton comes in for Nick, so he'll be running the point. He also with two fouls. And Tyler O'Neill with the second one. And it's 36-25. Honoru Kota with the ball.
Nope, it's back away.
The pass was stolen by Isaac Uhlenberg from James Link. Fadeaway shot. James Link rips it off the boards.
Good rebound.
Strong rebound by number four, James Link. James is coming along very well for Coach Jordan. And I think he's still growing, too. Good defensive player.
Yep, Bradley Roberts drew the foul right there, driving in from baseline.
Bradley's playing a solid game. James Link is listed at 6'6".
Bradley's at the line. I think they called that a 1-1 there.
17 foul. Front end is
not good.
It's off the back iron. Missed the opportunity there. And Isaac Uhlenberg up the court with a pass tip. Stuart Gordon getting ready to check in for the Chargers. Loose ball. Lots of hustle. Isaac Uhlenberg gets to the ball and settles things down for the Cavaliers. Dennis Ademeyer's in the game for the Cavaliers, number 20. He dishes it to the wing. Isaac Uhlenberg with the rebound. He kicks it over to Dennis Ademeyer, who passes it inside for an easy layup with a strong move to the basket by Jordan Lawson. Just a nice catch and leap to the hoop.
Makes it 36-27. 15 to go.
Closing the gap there. Honoru Kota with the ball to James Link at the top of the post. And James is looking for somebody inside and finds Isaac Uhlenberg for the Cavaliers, who pulls up to the jumper on the other end of the floor. And that's an easy deuce. Coach Jordan's not going to be happy about that one. Now we're seeing a little press from the Cavaliers.
Yep, they're getting more aggressive now. Oh, that's about the third time in a row.
Stuart Gordon's going to check in now. Number 44. And he's coming in. He's going to sub for Bradley Roberts. Pass to the backcourt. Cameron Walton with the ball. Penetrating to the goal, and that's going to be an offensive foul.
Double charge again. That's the second one.
We got 38.4 seconds here. That was probably not what Coach Jordan wanted to see. Leading 36-29, a lead that was, 13 points just a few minutes ago. Now down to 7. Eighth team foul, and also probably more significantly, the third foul on Cameron. So Coach Jordan did not want to see the press. Is beaten over the top.
Oh.
And we have a travel, looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, looks like he called the travel on
the Cavaliers. So it'll be Charger ball with 30 seconds left. No, we have a foul call. That was on Missouri Powell. He must have been a reach-in as he attempted to go get that loose ball.
Yeah, the ball came loose first. So
Jimmy Joyner
must have changed possession.
Had some mode of possession of it, and he's at the free throw line for the front end of the 1-1. Shots up and long.
Nope, no good.
So another missed front end for the Chargers, and that's allowed Durham Academy to come back down and take advantage. They're moving the ball briskly around the perimeter. That's a penetration move, and we're going to get a foul called inside on what the Chargers thought was a tie-up with 12.3 seconds left. That's going to send Durham Academy to the free throw line for 2 shots, I'm afraid.
Coach Jordan is discussing that one with the official there.
Yes, he is begging to differ. To no avail. And at the free throw line for Durham Academy, shooting one.
Made the first one, number 21.
David Kern making the first shot. I believe that was a 2-shot foul. He was in the act.
Yeah.
36-30. Cary Academy leading the Chargers, learning. Oh, and the bank was open on the second free throw. What about that?
Uh-huh.
Late banking hours here. And the second free throw from David Kern, number 21, is good. He'll come out, take a seat after that. He'll first take a bow. Now the Cavaliers will press the Chargers. Stuart Gordon splits the gap and is fouled. And he makes his way to the free throw line immediately with 9.3 seconds left. And that was the 9th team foul. He's still being the 1-1. See what he does with the front end of this Cary Academy. Has not hit the front end of a 1-1 here since.
They need to pick up some of these.
Since Moby Dick was a minnow.
Need to pick up a couple of these free throws here toward downstairs. What's up?
Front end. Tries to rattle out, but Stewart makes that front end, and he'll get the bonus shot. 37-31. The Cary Academy Chargers over the Durham Academy Cavaliers. 9.3 seconds left, 38-31.
Nice job by Gordon there.
Stewart hit both of those. The shot coming off, it's a 3 on the way. Bounds strong off the back iron and goes out of bounds. And the half is over. Well, 38-31. Cary Academy Chargers leading the Durham Academy Cavaliers here in Cary, North Carolina on their home court on the campus of Cary Academy.
Good aggressive first half.
Solid.
Some good plays on both.
Solid play, and it didn't look like there were many folks left on the bench for either team as that first half progressed.
No, I think both teams pretty much went through their whole rosters there. And they're running. They've been running the whole game, so that's not surprising.
Getting a little entertainment here at the break from the cheerleaders of Cary Academy, another group that works very diligently to produce a show here and to cheer their theme on.